The American embassy in Nairobi reopened today. It was closed last week because of fears of terrorism, and the State Department is still warning Americans not to visit Kenya. This week, four Kenyans were charged in the bombing last year of an Israeli-owned hotel in Kenya. Investigators suspect Al-Qaeda was connected to that attack. An Al-Qaeda attack destroyed the American embassy 5 years ago. In many world capitals, American diplomats are spending less time as emissaries of goodwill and more time as guardians of personal safety. Frances Cook is a former ambassador who's been in the Foreign Service for 30 years. She says security concerns are changing the way embassies do their work.
Now the premium is absolutely on security, and that is hampering, first of all, our representation of the United States, but second of all, our ability really to translate what's going on in that country back to Washington, which in turn has an impact on security, obviously.
So the embassy becomes like a little fortress.
It becomes a little fortress, and we're quite hardened, is the term of art right now, with the windows all protected and steel-reinforced walls and setbacks and so forth. But the whole concept isolates diplomats and isolates American diplomacy at a time when we've probably, particularly in the Middle East, never needed to reach out more.
Must be difficult in some of the older countries where you probably don't have the setback. You're out on the street.
In a place like London, the city is so big, diplomats can be anonymous and be out and about. But in smaller countries or developing countries, for example, where foreigners would look very different from the local folks, you can't be quite as visible in times of heightened security.
An embassy traditionally is the source for not only diplomatic ties, but cultural as well. Is that still the case?
That's where we have really suffered, and it's been a combination of diminished budgets, of the abolition of USIA. There's a whole drawback in the cultural area, with the exception of radio, and I think there's been a proliferation of various radio stations. But in terms of cultural presentations, art exhibits, theater, those kinds of things that we used to rely on as a way of reaching out culturally, are almost a thing of the past now. And so instead, people are seeing the worst and the best of America on cable television. And so we don't have that kind of personal contact with either the artists or with the cultural milieu in the countries where we are serving.
And is that because of security, or is it because of budget cutbacks, or they're just not interested in it?
It's all of the above, but it's particularly budget cutbacks led to the biggest decrease. And it's something that's not going to get better.
So the embassy becomes the ambassador's office, a place to look after American business interests, the CIA station in the area, and not much more.
A consular section.
Yeah. Stamp passports.
I still have passports. We still have to register births. In fact, visa requirements have gotten more onerous.
Do you see some continuing evolution of embassies into something else down the line?
I think one of the things that will happen, for example, the reading rooms have almost all closed. There's almost no USIA reading rooms or libraries. The Foreign Commercial Service finds it very difficult to service their clients because nobody wants to go through 8 security checks to come in and ask for the address of an envelope company in Minnesota. The other thing that's going to happen is consulates will almost cease to exist because they provide exactly the same issues to deal with in terms of security and so forth that an embassy does, but it multiplies the amount of impact that kind of thing can have in one country. And consulates have been cut back for budgetary reasons in the last 20 years, but I think in the next 20 years, they'll probably pretty much cease to exist. And I think, unfortunately, I rather suspect that some embassies in smaller countries will be closed completely and will go to a concept of regional embassies, which serves neither those host nations nor us very well. But it's the kind of thing that you can protect and perhaps expand in terms of information and so forth that's available, but it's not helping the United States and our role in the world to have to hunker down like this and to have to draw back into very high walls.
Frances Cook is a former ambassador to Oman, Burundi, and Cameroon.